Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, if you recall, it wasn't that long ago, within the last several weeks, that President Trump had a conversation with Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, and it is thought that the former president, or the current president, had told Manfred that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And we know that Pete has been banned from the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball, which is an absolute no-no in sports. But he did it anyway, and now, as of last night, the commissioner released a statement, and the statement says that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, who was part of the Black Sox scandal in 1919, when eight players presumably took money to throw the World Series, so that all these players now are eligible for the Hall of Fame because their bans are eliminated once they die. So once the players have died, they are now removed from the ineligible list. So now Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose, two of the most famous people who have been left out of the Hall of Fame for gambling, are now eligible for it. I think Shoeless Joe should be in. That's a different thing. Pete Rose.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I know people think he paid his debt, and what's the big deal? He never bet on his team to lose, which I don't know if we know that for certain. But what we do know is that he bet prolifically on the Cincinnati Reds when he was player manager. We know he did that. And just giving him the benefit of the doubt that he never bet against his own team, that's not the problem. The problem is the nights that he didn't bet for them, because you're signaling to bookies that you don't think you can win that night. That's still a problem. And it is the one infraction in sports, I think, that a sport cannot overcome. Fine, you've got guys taking HGH and hitting monster home runs. Great. Okay. I know some people don't like it. I don't care about it that much. But if the fan watching a game every night isn't quite sure that the players aren't throwing the game or don't have money on the game, that will absolutely kill a sport.
Yeah, because your argument, rightly so, is that the one infraction, the one sin you cannot commit, is compromising the integrity of the competition because
that's correct.
It's over. It's just, it ruins the game. You can't come back from it. I get that. And I do want to get back to Pete Rose as well. But why is it different? Why is Shoeless Joe different than Pete Rose if both were betting / gambling scandals?
So Shoeless Joe, in the World Series that he was supposed to throw, hit like 375. He had a big play in the outfield. He threw a guy out at home. There's no indication that he played poorly on purpose. That's number one. Number two, people who know more about it, and historians have said that he was illiterate and really didn't quite understand the concept of the conspiracy of what was supposed to be going on. He was just owed back pay from Charlie Comiskey, who was one of the cheapest owners in the history of any sport. Just a terrible guy. And he was owed something like, I don't know, $5,000 or maybe more than that. And he wanted his back pay. So he thought he was going to get it somewhere else. But there's no indication he actually ever did anything to... We pretty much know that he took the money, which sounds disqualifying. But it also sounds like, because he was illiterate, maybe not the brightest guy, didn't really know what was going on. Pete Rose knew full well what he was... He had a bookie. You don't just get a bookie thrown at you. You seek out a bookie. You seek out people that you can place bets when betting is illegal.
Yeah.
So he knew exactly what he was doing.
So
I have no sympathy for Pete Rose. And I know that there are people out there that say the man paid his debt. Let him in. Not, well, I mean, he's dead now, but I don't know. Screw Pete Rose.
So if this new rule is once you're dead, your sins are forgiven and you can go to the Hall of Fame, would that automatically mean that when Mark McGwire and all these performance-enhancing
Barry Bonds,
drug guys die, then you get to put them in?
Yeah. Yeah. And I this may sound hypocritical. I don't think it does, but I understand why you might think it sounds that way. The HGH, the steroid guys, I don't look at them the same way I look at gamblers. I don't look at them the same way I look at people who threaten the integrity of the competition. And what I mean is, you cannot have a sport where people watching it aren't quite sure if the player on the field is throwing the game, making an error on purpose, throwing a wild pitch because they've got money on the side. It's unsurvivable. It's one thing if you're cheating to try and hit more home runs or to stay on the field and to recover quicker from injury. That's one thing. But if people watching think that you're not trying your hardest because you might have money coming in if you don't try your hardest, that's the kind of thing that will end a sport.
So here's a statement from Christopher Scalia, the son of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, Christopher Scalia wants Pete Rose in. We'd love to get him on, talk about why he wants Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. However, this statement, I want to get your thoughts on it. Here's what he said. There's a case to be made that it is hypocritical for a league now in cahoots with a sports book, as is Major League Baseball, to ban someone for betting. On the other hand, the league may reason that its embrace of legalized sports gambling makes it all the more important to mark a clear boundary between the habits of fans and the vices of league employees. And I agree. Like I said, that's not about Pete Rose itself. It's when people bring up, well, what about Major League Baseball, you know, now having sports books? Christopher Scalia is saying, yeah, but that actually almost makes the boundary line that much more important. If you're going to have Major League Baseball and sports books in cahoots, you got to make sure there's a line between players and fans.
Right. Well, and it's not that difficult. It's very easy. All you have to say is, yes, we are making money from FanDuel and DraftKings or BetMGM or whatever, but that's for the fans. You're a player. You're a coach. You're a manager. You're not allowed. Sorry, it's very, very simple to me. So I hope Pete Rose does not get in. It's not going to ruin my life if he does, but I don't think he deserves it. I think he ruined his chance.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.